So, we have guests from Australia. Welcome. You have landed in the midst of a retreat. Krishna's mercy. Hare Krishna. There are some very practical helps that can help you, or practical aids that can help you to make all of what you have heard in the morning lecture, as well as in this beginning part of our workshop, a reality. It is based on Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's recommendation, which Bhavesh will show to you. When we have light from above, can we somehow? Yes, Nityananda, I think Bhavesh needs some help to focus it. At least, or is it? Maybe it's in my eyes. I have eye problems. Not strong eyes, small. So we can see everything. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes very beautifully about how to establish a relationship with Krishna. What we are hearing today is all about establishing a relationship to Krishna. And he says, this is sambandha. Do you know that the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is taught in three classrooms, in three sections, so to say? Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya, Prayojana. So do you know what that means? What is sambandha? You have joined a movement. Have you thought about it? If this is the right thing for you, maybe we need to again. Sambandha Gyan is a landscape of the world. It teaches you who you are, who is the ultimate goal, and what this world is, how it functions, and how you can position yourself if you wish to have spiritual life. I will jump over the middle section now for practice-oriented reasons. Then there is a lot of knowledge about what the goal, the spiritual perfection in this path looks like. That is dealt with in Prayojana Gyan. That's the teachings of the ultimate things. And then, very important, there's a middle section which brings these two things together. The knowledge of who you are and where you are at the moment, and the achievements. They need to be bridged over by also a knowledge which is Abhideya, or a vast body of knowledge of various spiritual practices that bring you from here to there. Any genuine path, any genuine religion, will have these three items. It will tell you who you are. It will tell you your starting point in your spiritual life, where you could be mindful of. It will tell you about the workings of the world in which surrounds you at the moment. It will give you a lofty goal, but then it will give you the Abhideya Tattva, the knowledge how to practice. Now this, the guru whom we accept, is teaching us all the three parts of knowledge, but he's guiding us, personally leading us, instructing us in the middle section, that is the practice that helps us to go from here to there. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains very convincingly in his work Harinam Chintamani that unless you don't have this awareness, you are still sleeping in the world. You have not yet awakened to the beginnings of your spiritual life. And therefore, even your practice cannot yet be the real thing. It's a shadow of the real thing. So to end the shadow existence, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, we have to learn sambandha and jnana. And he teaches 3 points which are there. First of all, who are you? I am an atomic particle of consciousness and Krishna's eternal servant. I like this picture, this image very, very much. It's one of the many images in the of the Living Name book. It shows a person who looks inside and who sees or becomes aware of the soul, the spirit soul. Prabhupada used to always remind us, you're not the body, you are a part of Krishna. Now the second item of Sambandha Gyan is about Krishna. Krishna is the infinite conscious entity and my only master. Soul and God, these are the first two subjects. And then the last, the material world is a house of correction meant to reform my tendency to remain absent in our relationship. It shows a repentant soul who comes to the ocean of material existence, samsara, and who looks into the distance and sees there residence of the Lord. This is the imagery of this. And he now wants to create a relationship by worship. You see, he takes a light and offers it like you do when you worship the Lord in an aratic ceremony. So these three things which we can show you in one image are the items of Sambandha Gyan. And they help very much when we chant. And I want to now lead you in an exercise where you will most hopefully, the creative use of the English language is appropriate. Sometimes English is very boring. I request you to just think a little bit. In this world, there are countless diversions from our relationships with Krishna. Other relationships occupy a big part of our life. Those of you who have a professional life know how much the job demands of you. And it's not when you come home from the job, you can leave it all on your desk. It comes to your home. It comes even when you take a bath. It is impertinent. The world comes when you sit in the most private moments of your life. We don't need to talk more about this. Our dreams take time and divert us from our relationship, society at large, and so on. But think, all these preoccupations, they preoccupy our time, they push themselves into our lives. one day will disappear out of our life, like the smoke, the thin smoke of an incense stick. At that time, you will be left only with one relationship. The one relationship. We may already know this, but our worldly relationships continue to demand so much of our time and attention. Sometimes it takes away all of our energy. So I would like to offer you an experience now that helps you to concentrate on the one relationship, that which stays. And what you will need is a little energy in your body. So we will make a little exercise. I request no one to take photos because I don't want that my retreats are announced as with these. My Ayurvedic doctor told me the fastest way to energize yourself, that's already known to Preeti, and I think Divya will join us very soon. Take your fists, no fists like this. Fist means the fingers are curling together. And I will just watch me on an inhale. We go up, stretch really good. And on an exhale, this is now a little complicated because it looks easy. We will go down like this, starting to make a fist and using traction. Do you know this English word? I had to also learn it. Traction is some type of pulling. Now, if you want to increase the effect, this is a little for the strong men amongst us, you go like, really push and bring the elbows to these acupressure points, which will fire you up and you will go to the moon with energy. So we will do it in one speed. I will not look at you and because I might laugh. I will use a soft gaze into the nature. So with some energy, no? Go, Krishna, into the ribs. Some of you, I will not look at you, but I suppose you look very serious. No need to look serious. You can look joyful. If you notice some sweat coming up, that is desired. Are you making fists? Open, close. Open, close. I intend to do 5,000 with you. No, don't worry. But it's really purely energizing, so not so slow. Yes, you want to breathe out very fully, not half. We will do five more. Good. Please, no laughter. And the gents amongst you, the men, will place their left palm underneath the navel and the right palm over the left palm. palm and will just observe what happened in the body. Those who are ladies amongst us will place their right palm first and then over the right palm, the left palm, and just observe . Make a little scan. Imagine you're completely alone. Let everything around you slowly and gently disappear. Bring your attention to what is going on in your life at the present. And then let it slip away. You will see that many things will go. Don't worry, you will be much more active in all these things afterwards. But for now, your relationships gone. Your job or your occupation gone. Your important responsibilities for now gone. Your future desires gone. You are now absolutely free. You may imagine yourself sitting on the banks of the sacred river Yamuna, or at Giriraj, or any place which is a favorite place for you. You feel completely safe and spiritually connected. Become aware that in your truest being, you are an eternal spiritual soul. You are an eternal servant of Radha and Krishna. It is only due to some misfortune that you have been absent from that relationship. But your fortune has turned recently. You have met Srila Prabhupada through his books and his followers, and you learned about your real identity as a pure spirit soul, completely separate from the gross and subtle body. And you have been inspired to take up loving service to their lordships, Radha and Krishna. Now see in your mind's eye those images of Radha and Krishna which you can relate to. They are before you. No one else. Wrap yourself up in this one relationship and feel bhakti rise in your heart. You can turn to the divine couple by offering this prayer to them. I surrender to you, Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Whatever is mine is in truth your property. Everything is for your sake. Everything is for your enjoyment. It is actually meant for you, not for me. From this place, please chant mindfully. Offer whatever devotion or bhakti or feeling is already there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna
Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hai Bo! One more time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And one more. Go inside. Like the man on the upper part of the picture. Look into the heart. see your need, your great need for connectedness, and sing with this understanding. Please sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Gopinata Radha, Gopinata Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha, Gopinata Radha, Gopinata Sri Radhe. Jaya Radha Gopinata Radha Gopinata Sri Radhe. I request you just very briefly to turn to a neighbor. I will go with Gaur Krishna. And just talk about the experiences of this session with them. Actually, I will go with Braj Bihari. He is very close to my heart. I will come to you. Talking about the experience helps us to be more aware, more conscious, more perceptive of what's going on, so that we can make, review our case a little and plan next steps. Talking about our experience is not about a hype. Wow, found what? Wow, this was about spiritual things. No. No. It's not about something superficial. What went on for you as you tried to establish more of a connection? Difficulties, successes, failures, doubts, convictions, everything. That is very useful. Please, I know we often only hear someone and then we forget it. But reflecting helps us to keep it a little bit more. So please let us do so. It will be only 5 minutes, and then give your partner equal chance. Start now, please. Thank you very much for always participating in these sharing exercises. So animated. The room is cooking, you know, when you share. That's very, very nice. And I was once in a retreat by one God brother, Mahatma, and he did this. He requested us to share often, and I must say I've learned a lot from these exercises, because I learned to see how others see things who are not in bound to my own perspective. I would like to say a few concluding words and then make a few practical announcements. I'm very aware that in this effort to guide you into a spiritual experience and further in the effort of creating space for you to make this experience, a misunderstanding could be communicated by myself. When we go deeper into our spiritual practice, and yes, exit a little bit the tyranny of the 1,000 urgent things in our life, the things which always bang on our door and demand our attention. When we really say, okay, I'm now giving myself into the chanting or any other spiritual practice, the idea could be, but I need to do something with the world, you know. I'm here at the moment. I need to spiritualize it. And my dear devotees, I'm not Sachi Nandan Swami who has the privilege to just do this. If he has to work like me, I want to see him talking on the seat. Yes, I recognize this, but genuine spiritual practice and exclusive focus during our practice does not result in you turning away from everything, escaping everything. No, you will be able to go into your life and bring light into all our Krishna consciousness, into all the aspects of your life. But you first need to have it to bring it. Huh? You first need to be in that space in order to bring that space into that normal life. And therefore, sadhana or spiritual practice is recommended not only in our tradition, but in all traditions. What you don't have, you can't share. What is not in your possession, you can't bring into your daily life. But remember, please, the example of the noble lady who enters a perfume shop and then comes out of the perfume shop and goes back into the world on the street, or maybe in her mansion. She will bring the scent with her into wherever it is that she goes, on the street or her home, and fill it with a very nice scents, very nice fragrances and smells. There is a lecture of Srila Prabhupada which I have used in the Vedic Way, in writing the Vedic Way. It is an early lecture, and at this moment I can only tell you about the content, but being not a computer user myself, I wouldn't be able to tell you where to find it. But there's one word which you can use to search for it, which is unique. I think he only used it one time. Anyways, there Prabhupada speaks to an audience of young devotees, and he makes it a point that you can spiritualize your day and all the aspects, he says, and then you cook something or offer something to Krishna, and then you eat it so that your body is strong and healthy, and that will allow you to act in this world nicely. And he makes many such points, how you read in the Gita, and you remember during the day what you have read. And in this way, he takes care of that rumor or that fear maybe in us, that deep spiritual practice means I have to turn my back to whatever it is that I'm doing and my relationships that I have, which may not be so, let me say, interested in my path and so on. No, you can bring the perfume with you and everyone will like it. But it's interesting how he starts his lecture. He says, in every house there should be a God room. And this is the word you can Google and find the lecture. A God room. What's a God room? It's your sacred space at home where you have an altar, where you have some pictures and so on, and where you do that intense spiritual practice. It's so to say your perfume shop, if you wish, or the place where the perfume is kept and where you make your experiences. Krishna consciousness is really not about running away from your responsibilities and what you do, but it is about doing that in a more Krishna conscious way, in a way which is more filled with the Lord's presence. Fine, this I just wanted to briefly say. I have to be brief. I'm always looking at the time. And I wanted to make two practical announcements. We have added one optional program for this afternoon. It's an interesting program. Let me see. Yes. This is Ayataxi. Could you please rise that... the participants can see you. She is a yoga teacher, and I remember once coming to Ayataxi with a question. I see many of my age category sitting only on chairs because the muscles are atrophying in old age. They're becoming shorter. Can I do something so that I can sit on the floor without discomfort, but that is better for concentration. And Ayataxi gave me a few simple exercises, which I still do, that are both they are lengthening the muscles again. Nothing cruel. Very, very gentle. Gentle. You can see she's a gentle lady, and also that create muscles so that you can sit without back pain in a nice way. So, I have requested her, and she has agreed. At 4 o'clock. What is the idea? Please, you say.
Mm-hmm. Very fresh, and just simple cloth, just pants and shirt, and yeah, we will have some yoga mats, rather than she has some yoga mats,
Good.
I think half an hour, 45 minutes max.
Yeah. You will learn some simple things you can take home with you, and if you want, it's an optional program, just like the program at 6 o'clock. To 7 o'clock, where Gokrishna will again do kirtan here in the community hall with all of us, or all of those who wish to come. Then in the evening, you know, when was this? 7 o'clock is the Aratik, and 7:30 is another evening similar to the one which we had yesterday, Gaura Lila meditation, or Gaura Lila evening, you could say, and then we will end the day with nice kirtans. Good. I want to thank you all for your kind participation, and I wish you a good remainder of the day. All the best, and Hare Krishna.